Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shores, and towards Bishop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive to left field. Jameson throws towards third. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Fox scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. Dykes moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Shores moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Averill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball towards right. Miller catches it and throws to home to double up Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0-for-1 in the game. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shores for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to third for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. McNair steals second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is called out on strikes. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rommel out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Jameson moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball towards center. Haas catches it and throws to home to double up Porter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.